Welcome back to the Aggressively Annoying Positive Podcast. How are you guys doing today? I'm doing well. Yesterday, I went to the zoo, and I had a really, really fun time. The zoo had these two little baby elephants, and I was obsessed with them, okay? My friends and I, we sat there, and we watched them for like 45 minutes. It was adorable. They were running around, playing games. It was so cute. We also saw this little red panda and a snow leopard, which are my favorite. And also, over the course of the week, I got a pet fish. His name is Peta Kodak, and he's a little betta fish, and he's really cute. So you're probably wondering why the heck I'm telling you these random stories involving animals. Well, while I was on these little adventures, I had a lot of nostalgia, if I'm being honest. And not just me, but also the people who were with me. Let's start with my pet fish, okay? First off, my mom's a science teacher, so she always had this like fish tank on the kitchen counter sort of thing, like on the desk, not the desk. Yeah, like on a little bar top kind of thing. There was just usually a fish tank there with a bunch of fish in it, obviously. So I was really excited to get a pet fish because I haven't had one in a while because now I have a pet cat. Anyways, while my friends and I were on this journey to the pet store to go get a fish, we went out to get the fish and we were like, you know, I'm a little hungry. And we're off campus, so we might as well get something yummy and super nutritious. So we pulled into the McDonald's parking lot and got something delicious to eat. So my friends and I, the friends that I was with, got a Happy Meal. And not to be like, hey, you're not seven, you're in college, why are you eating a Happy Meal? But it also got me thinking, you know, like, why do so many teenagers order McDonald's Happy Meals? It's a very regular thing for that to happen. You know, a lot of people that are, I know a lot of people who aren't seven that still get McDonald's Happy Meals. Personally, my family wasn't much of a Happy Meal group because I have brothers, so they're always just eating ungodly amounts of cheeseburgers. So the little Happy Meal burger would be a joke to them. But this is where my little zoo story comes into play because I do have nostalgia with the zoo. Not necessarily Happy Meals, but the zoo. That's other people's nostalgia. So my family and I, we would go to the Bronx Zoo with my aunt around Halloween time, and we would wear like costumes and look at the animals. And I'm sure that was some trick-or-treating event that the zoo had put on, and it was really fun and it was really cute. So being at the zoo and looking at the animals, it always makes me really happy because I think of my aunt and my mom and how they really enjoyed looking at the giraffes and the pandas that were there. So, like I said, the zoo is, that's my nostalgia for the weekend. Other people's with McDonald's, mine was the zoo. But the zoo trip was planned by Campus Rec. This wasn't just a trip that I went on, like, for fun, where I took my friends and we hopped in a car and went to the zoo. This was a school event that they put on where they just took 20 kids to the zoo on a random Saturday in April for basically no reason. So here is my theory as to why they did that. I think that teenagers, especially ones in college, are so desperate to hold on to that last little bit of childhood for as long as possible until they have to deal with the adult things like taxes and things like, and like mortgages and houses and all sorts of things like that. So given that this trip was planned by Campus Rec, which I'm about 89 to 97% sure is just a bunch of college kids proposing ideas, I think it's a pretty solid theory, to be honest, you know? Or maybe they just thought the animals were cool and they didn't think about the nostalgia at all, but who knows? Let's just say it was a nostalgia thing. So, for those of you who don't know, nostalgia is a set of, like, feeling sentimental about the past, typically a period or place of time with that associates with, like, a lot of happy memories or happy feelings. So some forms of nostalgia for me are, you know, those little, like, animal figures, right, of, like, horses and lions and tigers and bears, oh my, kind of thing, like, I loved those things, okay? I had a huge bucket of them, and I would just sit on the floor for, like, hours, probably, and I would just play with them, you know? Each one would have little stories and names, and there was, like, a whole, probably, you could write a book on what the heck these animals were about. Probably made no sense, because I was, like, seven, but it was fun. I'd get like carpet imprints on my elbows just from like lying there and playing for such a long time, and it was really fun. Or another form of nostalgia would be, for me at least, would be the Disney Channel intro with the magic wand, and they have to make the Mickey Mouse ears, and they're like, "Hi, I'm Emily Rusinko from the Aggressively Annoying Positive Podcast, and you're watching Disney Channel." I've always wanted to do that. You know, like, that's what they always do. So those are my examples of nostalgia. But let's talk about why teenagers seem to be fishing for it, you know, and why they're, like I said, they're so desperate to hold on to it. So I mentioned that they're starting to feel like they're becoming an adult soon, and they're in college, and they have way more responsibilities and problems to address that are bigger than what shape of pasta they're going to have for lunch. You know, like, there are actual issues that they have to talk about, like money, what college major they want, like all sorts of extra things that I'm probably just blocking out for now. But like, as someone who is concluding their first year of college, I think that I kind of understand it, maybe not as much as people who are higher up in their college education, but because I'm still pretty young, you know, and I'm still starting to realize that eventually I will have to have a job and a house and a mortgage and bills to pay and taxes, and that's all really scary. Then, of course, I remember that I still have time, you know, but time flies, so it is relevant sometimes. So I have to start looking, for example, is, like, one of the things that I'm worrying about a little bit is internships that will eventually lead to jobs. So I have to look at internships coming up. So I have a job interview on Wednesday, and it's all just, you know, it's moving a little fast. Sometimes it's a little overwhelming. So every once in a while, I'm like, that's it. I'm taking a break. My time. I'm watching Sweet Life of Zack and Cody tonight, or I'm gonna listen to the Speed Racer theme song because it makes me laugh, you know? Like, sometimes you just need those little things that make you happy. So once again, I did some brain research for you guys, and what I read was that the feeling of nostalgia motivates us to remember the past in our own life, which helps to unite us to that authentic self and remind us of who we are. And then that compares us to who we feel we are today, which gives us a sense of who we want to be down the road in the future. That is one of the things I read. So I think that that's very interesting because for me, as you all know, I'm a cinema gal. So when I watch an old-timey classic Disney animation, I'm like, oh yeah, this is definitely what I want to do. This is great for me. I want to be like these guys and I want to make movies like this. So it really gives me a sense of what I want to do and reassures me that yes, like, this is exactly what I want to do and this is who I want to be, which is why I think that's really important for me. So right now I'm going to throw a lot of big science words at you guys, and I'm going to simplify it after, I promise. But here is what I read on nostalgia and why it feels so good. Okay. The reward centers of the brain, the reward centers of the brain, including the hippocampus, there's a lot going on here. Basically, a lot of the reward centers of the brain are activated during nostalgic activities. So this reward center involvement explains the very common phenomenon of feeling pleasant emotions upon hearing a song from the past. Even if the song is not necessarily your favorite song of all time, it was very important in pop culture or in that person's life when they were younger. So yeah, I didn't throw a lot of science words at you because I got nervous. I practiced them before and then I forgot them. So basically, all of the brain centers that have to do with reward are activated sort of during feelings of nostalgia. So for those of you who remember the movie podcast, know that memories are stored in the brain's hippocampus. That's the word I can pronounce. So basically, nostalgia is triggered by memories from a while ago. And the cool thing about that is it's also from a good or a bad memory. So let's talk about a bad form of nostalgia. A bad form of nostalgia for me would be the Annabeth commercials from 2014. Guys, I hate clowns. I hate scary movies. I hate scary things. But of course, I would be sitting on the floor playing with my little horses and, you know, having a good time. And then I look up at the TV and there's this creepy doll staring down at me from a commercial. That's not something I want to experience. That's not fun. It wasn't pleasant back then. It's still not pleasant now. So, yeah. Bad nostalgia does exist. I didn't think of nostalgia that way. When I think of nostalgia, you know, I'm thinking of all the positive things. Thinking of Disney, thinking of Lunchables, thinking of silly bands. Annabeth is not the first thing that comes to mind, but it is relevant. You know, it is a part of nostalgia, but typically not the ones that we really want. It's not always the one that teenagers are fishing for. I haven't met someone that's trying to traumatize themselves again, but if you are, good for you, I guess. I'm going to stick with where I'm at. So yeah, basically, nostalgia, I think, is a really key component in college life and a teenager's life. I see a lot of people in college with t-shirts from Disney, like one of my friends wears silly bands. And literally just yesterday, I walked past a group of kids in the lounge of my dorm watching G-Force, the movie with the spy hamsters. So it's not just me. Like, this is a real thing that I think that a lot of college kids are trying to hold on to. I'm sure that if people looked in their dorms, they'd look around and they would see, maybe unconsciously or consciously, that they had brought something that reminds them of when they were young. So, like, I know for me, I have a little Eeyore keychain on my keys, or I have all sorts of posters and photos and things like that. So, you know, it's important. And I think a lot of people kind of overlook it sometimes. So, yeah. With that, let's get into today's fun fact and national holiday. Speaking of nostalgia, today's national holiday is National Pigs in a Blanket Day. That stuff is so good, guys. Those are delicious. From Costco? Taste amazing. So, more nostalgia fun facts for you guys. I'm a Disney gal, Disney child at heart. But this is really interesting. I found out that Walt Disney holds the record for the most Academy Awards. He has the most individual Oscar wins of 22 and has been nominated 59 times. Way to go, dude. He's doing great, guys. He's really out there. He's making the most of it. Or he was. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to the Aggressively Annoying Positive Podcast. Don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram at Positive Podcasts. And go watch an old Disney movie or something. Or listen to some songs from like 2009. And have a great week. Bye.